Welcome to episode 7 of Help Self with Matty, with me, Matty, from HelpSelfGuru.com, the podcast that helps you to help yourself through the self-help technique known as Help Self. Last time we did some meditation, and if you're still at it, you can open your eyes now. Since listening, my friend Rob has taken to meditating on the five-a-side pitch in his local park, and so far he's got 3 goals and 2 assists for the under-9s and under-11s. This time we're looking at the power of smell. So get your noses warmed up and... wake up with this in my head now. Help Self aims to utilise all the main senses. And although smell is not the most popular, there's a lot we can do with a good sniff. Many animals have more advanced olfactory systems than us, and they generally seem happier. Dogs have 50 times more nasal receptors than humans, which means we really need to up our game. And lemon sharks can detect a scent in a large swimming pool, so next time you're down the leisure centre, go easy on the perfume. Let's look at how we can develop our nose power to improve our lives. Try this simple exercise. Open your fridge, stick your head in, and inhale. That smell is you. You may not recognise it or remember when or why you bought it in the first place, but it's you. Or it will be soon, unless it's gone off, in which case you should throw it out and give the fridge a good clean. Must be months, possibly years since the last time. You mutter to yourself. So that's your baseline aroma and is used to judge all others. Next, ask yourself, what is the smell of success? Many people never even consider this most basic of questions. There's no one particular smell. It's different for everyone. You can pretty much choose your own. I'll tell you what it's not, though. It's not the smell of cat pee that wafts across your face every time you step out the back door for a breath of fresh air. That's for certain. For some, it's the smell of freshly ironed overalls or a well-oiled hedge trimmer. For others, it's a recently painted shelf or just the open pot of paint that gives you a bit of a head rush. For others still, it's an inexpensive deodorant that gets you in the back of the throat and makes you think you've gone a bit overboard and you should rinse it off before you go out, but you don't. And later, overhear someone ask their friend what that smell is, and you feel alive. Of course, there are also smells of failure. Cat pee. A good Help Self practice is to keep a nose diary to record different aromas and their effects both internal and external. Here's a recent extract from mine. 19th of April. The smell of pie is very relaxing. 10th of May. Burnt hair has a bitter stench. Don't watch Wheeler Dealers while soldering. 11th of June. My army surplus coat smells like wet dog. Now know why man gagged on bus. Oh yeah, I remember that. 22nd of June. Tell neighbour the skunk variant of cannabis gets its name for a reason, and it can seep through walls. 23rd of June. Lavender and skunk don't mix. Worse, in fact. 24th of June. Garlic works. Lots of it. Everywhere. Well, they're examples of how to note smells for future reference if you want to mix and match for special occasions, and can also be used in evidence in case the council decide to take action. Which is doubtful. Do you like the smell of tarmac? Some do. Others don't, and that's the thing. Smell is subjective. In Help Self, everyone's aromatic experience is unique and special and should be treasured. A note of caution, though, bad breath is always bad. There is no good breath. And that's not Help Self. That's just life. To aid understanding of the ideas in this episode, I've created a handy aural sculpture which you can use to help you remember the key points. I've called it Nasal Eclipse. Help Self. The power of smell. Nasal eclipse. Animals seem happier. Bridge. Bridge. Lemon sharks. Bridge.
Open your nostrils now.
Inhale the smell of success. Nasal eclipse. Overalls, hedge trimmer, hedge trimmer, overalls, head rush, head rush. feel alive.
Open your nostrils now.
Easy on the perfume. Nasally drips.
Open your nostrils now.
You feel alive.
Open your nostrils now.
Alive. Cappy. The nose diary. Pie. Skunk, skunk, lavender and skunk, garlic, skunk, nasally cheeks. There is no good breath. Nasally cheeks. That's just life. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Help Self and you will endeavour to open your nostrils more and take in all life has to offer. But remember that if it all gets too much, it's all right to cover your nose with a hand. Unless your hand stinks, in which case a minty handkerchief will do. To sign up for the full programme, please visit helpselfguru.com, and for information about lemon sharks, just put lemon shark into any search engine, remembering that facts some people say are interesting may be quite different to your idea of interesting. Next time, we'll be looking at organising and controlling our personal environment, or as we call it in Help Self, tidying up after ourselves. So until next time, Help Selfers, put it in the box.